Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
This is Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5 and Mix Sunday Morning Podcast for the week of Sunday, January 26, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, and I'm happy to be with you this morning. Our verse this week is going to be talking about peace in life. We all want peace. How can we get peace in life? Well, I'm going to share some things this morning with you that will hopefully inspire you to get through the week with a little more peace. This is Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, and Paul writes this. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Again, this morning, we're going to be talking about peace and how we can incorporate peace into our lives. We've all got craziness coming at us each and every day, but hopefully with our talk this morning, we'll understand a little bit more how we can attain that peace in our lives. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Mornings. This is Shaw Gage on Mix 106.5. Happy to be with you. Thank you, Lord, for another beautiful morning. Just so appreciative of this opportunity and looking forward to getting to know the audience a little bit better. We've shared earlier with the verse of the week, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, and I just want to break this down. We've all got stuff coming at us every day in life, whether it be at work or at home or in traffic, and just busyness and craziness and just stuff coming at us. And everybody, I think, is looking for peace, right? And I want to break these verses down and just help us understand, myself included, how we can all get peace in our lives. And the verse 4, Philippians 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." What's that saying? Be joyful. Be appreciative. Be thankful for the things that you have in life. Paul is writing this letter from prison, and he says in that verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." He says it twice. It's a great reminder. But think about the circumstances that Paul's in. He's in prison. He's getting beaten. He's getting treated very badly and being persecuted for being a follower of Jesus Christ. And he has this heart of saying, rejoice, rejoice. If he can give us that attitude and that inspiration and that encouragement from a prison cell, why can't we do that? Why can't we encourage other people? So encourage people in your life. Let them know it's going to be okay. And you yourself rejoice and be thankful for the things that God's given us. Get your heart right. That's the first step. I can't have peace in my life if my heart's full of sin and full of anger and full of all these different things. But when my heart is clean and I have confessed before the Lord, I can be joyful because I've got the peace of the Holy Spirit begins to dwell in my heart. And that is apparent to other people. And they're going to look at us a little bit different because, hey, we do have that joy in our lives. So again, rejoice. Paul tells us, have joy in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Good Sunday morning. This is Shaw Gage alongside with you on Sunday Mornings Mix 106.5. Glad to be with you this morning. I wanted to talk a little bit. We've shared a little bit in Philippians so far this morning if you've been listening to the show. And I wanted to just share a story about somebody that encouraged me years ago. I was a patient at the Vanderbilt Hospital. If you listened last week, you heard a little bit about my journey when it relates to cancer and health. And early on, sitting in those chemo rooms up at Vanderbilt Hospital, I had a lady come into my room, and these are just curtained-off rooms, partitioned-off rooms, and you're sitting in a recliner, you're getting your chemo. Any of you that have been through that know what I'm talking about. There was a lady by the name of Tatiana that showed up in my door one day, and she ripped that curtain open, and she looked at me, and she said, "Are you Shaw?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." She said, "I am Tatiana, and we are going to be friends." And I said, "Okay, great." And she knew my wife, Janet. She was at that time the charge nurse at the Vanderbilt Cancer Clinic. So all of these patients knew my wife, and I was very thankful that Janet was in that place to be able to help take care of me. And Tatiana said, I know your wife. I know all about your story. I heard about your diagnosis and your car wreck. And she said, I just have one question to ask you. And I said, what is it? And she said, your eyes, why are they so sad? And my fleshly spirit wanted to say, well, you know, because I've got cancer, you know, I mean, leave me alone. I just want to sulk and feel sorry for myself. And Tatiana, I think, realized that was my heart. And she looked at me and she said, you pull yourself together. She said, you have a beautiful wife and three beautiful boys. I know all about them. And she said, if you live for nothing else, you live for them. And she said, God has put you here for a reason. And Tatiana came alongside and encouraged me that day and really kind of got me over the hump as far as feeling sorry for myself and poor, poor me. Nothing wrong with that. If you've been through a diagnosis or a journey like that, I completely understand. But Tatiana's encouragement to me was, you know, get over it, basically, and just be thankful for what you do have. And she had a gentleness in her spirit when she came alongside me, and we became friends, and we were on the same chemo schedules, and Tatiana and I would share stories and talk, and each week I would go several times a week, and usually Tatiana would be in the booth next to me, and we would pull our recliners over, and we would just talk about life, and sometimes there were tears, and sometimes there was laughter. But she was just an encouragement to me. And years later, my wife and I were talking. I said, by the way, have you heard from Tatiana recently? And Janet just kind of hung her head, and she looked at me, and she said, yeah, we lost Tatiana. She's gone to heaven. And I knew you'd ask about it. And, you know, it was sad to hear. And Janet told me, she said, look, I want to tell you something about Tatiana that you didn't know. Tatiana, obviously, she was from Russia. But what I didn't know about Tatiana was she grew up in a little town you might have heard of called Chernobyl. And Tatiana was exposed to the radioactive explosion that happened in Chernobyl when that nuclear power plant blew up back in the 80s. And Tatiana was on her fourth different cancer diagnosis. Not fourth recurrence of the same cancer, fourth different cancer diagnosis. And I share people, I didn't know that at the time, but looking back, Tatiana was such an encouragement to me because she was a lot like Paul in prison. Here she was in a foreign land with no family from Russia, standing in Nashville, Tennessee at Vanderbilt Hospital, encouraging me, a freshly diagnosed multiple myeloma patient, when she was on her fourth different type of cancer. Amazing, amazing story. And the fact that she was just reaching out and encouraging me let me know, you know what, if she can do that, why can't I do that? Be an encouragement, be the hands and feet of Jesus, and come alongside people when they're down, even when you don't feel like it, because you know what? You never know who you're going to impact. Be back with you here shortly. This is Shaw Gage on Mix 106.5 Sunday Morning. Shaw Gage back with you here on Mix 106.5 Sunday Morning. Again, join us on 106.5 or the Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Happy to be with you. We're talking about peace this morning, how we can have peace in our lives, how we can come alongside other people and encourage them to have peace in their lives. We're in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. We're going to talk about verse 6 right now. And this is Paul, again, just a tremendous man of God who had a wonderful conversion in his life. And he's writing this letter to the Philippians, encouraging the Philippians. And he's writing this letter from prison. This, to me, is really the crux of what we're talking about this morning. This is a lot of the meat of the subject we're talking about when we're having peace in life or when we can get peace in life. Verse 6 goes on to say this. Again, Philippians 4, chapter 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. What's the word telling us here this morning? Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry. Don't worry. We all want to worry. We all want to control, but that's just it. We all want to be in control. But you know, at a certain point, there's not a lot we can do to control the things that are coming at us in our life. I can't do anything about an individual at work. One of my family members may say something that irks me. Again, somebody in traffic may cut me off. And I can't do anything about all those things that come at me. All I control is my reaction to those events in life. When I taught school, I used to tell my students that there's only one thing that you control, and that's how you react. Life is not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. And God's word tells us right here through Paul, says, be anxious for nothing, so don't worry. He also says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Prayer, I think we know what that is. That's a conversation with God. That's how we communicate. Sometimes we're praying, we're talking, we're asking God for things, we're thanking Him for things. Sometimes we're just listening. Supplication was a word that I stopped on when I was reading through this. And what does supplication mean? That's a fancy word, but really what is supplication? And when I looked it up, it says to ask humbly and earnestly with sincerity. If we are praying to God and we're being humble and we're being sincere and we're earnest in our prayers, I believe God knows that. And I believe if we're in a thankful spirit, God's going to bless those prayers. And we've just got to give it to Him 100% with that thanksgiving. Do we pray like that every time? I'm guilty of not. I know sometimes I'm just praying, God, I just pray that this individual in my life, you'll just convict them and you'll condemn them. There's a lot of selfish prayers we can have out there too. Lord, I just pray for $1 million in the bank. Those aren't always going to be answered because I don't think that it's an honest and earnest prayer with thanksgiving. But when we have those attributes in our prayer, I believe that the Lord will bless those prayers. And He says, let your request be known to God. God knows the desires of our heart. It says that in Scripture. But when we ask it, you know, I think about that a lot of times. Sometimes my parents, growing up, they may have known I wanted something. But unless I asked them for that thing specifically, they wouldn't know. Is it a birthday present? Is it a Christmas present? Whatever it may be. It's a similar thing. God is our Father in heaven. And when we ask those things from Him, and we ask Him in a humble spirit, in an earnest spirit, with thanksgiving, I believe God knows the desires of our heart. And, you know, some people say, well, hey, it may be a selfish prayer. Look, when we're lined up spiritually with the Lord and we are being humble and we are doing it with thanksgiving, our hearts begin to change and become more in line with God's will and what He would have for us in life. This, to me, is the crux of having peace in life. It's about dying to self and saying, God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? And how can I use this opportunity to bless other people? We're going to come back here in just a few minutes and break this down a little bit more. I appreciate you being here on Sunday Mornings Mix 106.5. This is Mix 106.5 Sunday Mornings. Shaw Gage back with you here. Happy to be here once again. Just amazed at what God's doing and how He's using individuals like myself, just a regular guy. And here we are on the radio together talking about peace in life and how we can have the peace of God in our lives. We've been discussing the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 this morning. Again, this is a letter Paul wrote to the Philippians as he was in prison. He was encouraging, he was inspiring, he was giving them hope, he was giving them a way to attain peace in their lives. And we're into verse 7 now. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and it says this, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." There it is right there, folks. The peace of God. We all want peace. Scripture tells us right then and there, in this crazy world that we're in, the chaos coming at us, the social media, all the angst, all the division that we see in our world right now, who doesn't want a little peace in their life? I know I do. I'm not perfect at it, but I know when I lean into Scripture like this, God does give me peace. And He tells us right there, if we do these things like we talked about the last segment, if we pray and we are honest and earnest before the Lord and we do it with thanksgiving, He will give us that peace. And it does surpass all understanding. I don't understand it always. It's kind of funny how we just said that, but it does surpass all understanding. And He will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. You know, when I think about a guard, I think about a soldier standing at a wall or a door and not going to let anybody in that doesn't need to be in there. That's what Christ does for us. Y'all, when we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts and we lean into the Lord and let Him direct our lives, He is going to be that guard standing at attention 24/7, 365 days a year, and He's going to guard our hearts, and He's going to guard our minds, and He's not going to allow those doubts and that chaos and that craziness of life to come in and distract us. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what that is. That's a distraction. And if we focus on Him, He's going to make it clear, and He's going to give us that peace that we just don't understand. I'm going to come back here in just a few minutes and talk a little bit more about that. I want to share something pretty cool coming up here in just a few. We'll be right back on Mix Sunday Morning 106.5. Good Sunday morning to you. It's January 26th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage sitting with you on Mix 106.5 Sunday mornings. Glad to be with you. We were talking in the last segment about peace. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Y'all, that is real. That is true. Who doesn't want peace in their lives? God gives us peace, but sometimes we've got to get quiet. We've got to get still, and we've got to listen for what God's trying to tell us. How does he do that? I believe through prayer. I believe through reading God's word, and I believe he uses other people to speak to us. And sometimes it's hard to be still. I was talking to a friend of mine this morning about that exact thing, about how God gave us two ears and one mouth. We should listen twice as much as we talk. I'm guilty of talking too much. You know, we don't really in this day and age listen to comprehend or listen to understand. We listen to respond. I know I'm guilty of that all the time. And when it is that way, it's usually a volatile conversation, or it doesn't end the way it probably should. But when I listen to really comprehend or to understand what that individual is trying to tell me, usually I can help them with something, or I can come alongside them and encourage them. I want to share with you the peace of God and getting quiet and getting still. We talked in the last segment about when I met Greg Wyckoff at his job. I was doing my job, and our worlds collided. It was not coincidence. But during all that prayer about the podcast and coming on and being part of the radio show, y'all, God was really telling me to get still and to get quiet. And I'm not very good at that, just to be honest with you, but I focused on that. And I just said, God, and even if I wanted to tell somebody, I would just say, no, I'm not going to tell them. No, I'm not going to tell them. I had a student from where I taught high school in Tennessee call me out of the blue during this prayer time over these several weeks that I was praying about this situation. And Harris called me, and he said, Coach Gage, you've just been on my mind. I'm just reaching out to you, seeing how you're doing. And we started talking, and we picked right back up. Hadn't talked to him probably close to a year, and he was just wanting to know what was going on. And I was so badly wanting to tell him what was going on, but God kept saying, just get quiet, just get quiet. And so I didn't say anything, but Harris is in broadcast journalism. He graduated from Arizona State in the School of Broadcasting out there, and he was talking about, Coach, I got this idea, and I think I may want to do a podcast, and I'm trying to figure it out and pray through it. And y'all, I was telling him the other day, I just said, man, I wanted to tell you so bad. But God was really using me or disciplining me in that, see if I could do it, to see if I could stay quiet and see if I could just not say anything. Not that I was trying to hide anything from anybody, but just, you know, let God move and see what happened. And I believe he blessed that opportunity. I stayed quiet about it. My wife and I prayed through this situation. And look, here we are on the radio together less than 4 months later. I shared that back with Harris the other day. I talked to him and just encouraged him and said, hey, you just get quiet and you just pray. So it was fun just to see how God works. He gave me a piece about it. He led me where I needed to be. And it was through that prayer and supplication and thanksgiving of God, whatever this opportunity is going to be, I just pray that you'll bless it and allow me to impact other people along the journey. Shaw Gage sitting in with you on Sunday morning, Mix 106.5 Sunday mornings. It's Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage, again, sitting in with you this morning. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you'll listen again next week. We're on from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5 and the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. You can listen there as well. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Just want to encourage you. We've been talking about Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, about just having peace in life. And I just encourage you to have peace. Pray, ask God for the things that you're needing help with in life. Be honest, be open, give your cares to him. And I'm telling you, folks, he's got your back. There's no doubt. Be encouraged, have a great week, and keep on keeping on.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.